This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. First Monday of 2013, and what a Monday it is. Thanks for listening. Syria's president vows over the weekend to take things in his country to the bitter end. More on the dreadful prospects for Syria and its civilian population. Now clearly being held hostage, I think it's fair to say, by a slow-moving civil war and a leader who would prefer to rail at the West than make peace at this point. We will look globally to see where else the national security challenges are likely to keep the world focused in 2013. Yes, China is near the top of that list, but the list of new faces in the Obama administration is growing, some not so new, even if the job titles are changing. Counterterrorism Chief John Brennan will take over at CIA from the now seemingly long-departed David Petraeus. You're going to be hearing a lot more of this voice in the coming months.
We are going to continue to pummel the rest of al-Qaeda. They have taken some severe body blows over the last year. We believe that we have damaged the organization, degraded its capability, and made it much more difficult for it to operate inside of Pakistan as well as beyond.
Counterterrorism Chief John Brennan there is going to take over at CIA. And we're going to also hear a lot more of this voice.
There is no strategy. This is a ping pong game with American lives. And we better be damn sure we know what we're doing, all of us, before we put 22,000 more Americans into that grinder. If we don't debate this, we are not worthy of our country. We fail our country.
The passionate voice there of Chuck Hagel, a Republican, former leader in the U.S. Senate, longtime critic of the Pentagon, will be the Secretary of Defense nominee. And we've already learned that Democratic Senator John Kerry is expected to replace Secretary of State Hillary Clinton sometime this year. Joining us now, Chief Washington Correspondent of our partner, The New York Times, David Sanger. Welcome back to the program and Happy New Year.
Thanks. Great to be back with you.
So the path to the CIA for John Brennan seems fairly straightforward. For Kerry to Secretary of State, also fairly straightforward. But Hagel, maybe a circuitous route there. What do you make of this triumvirate here?
Well, one of the ironies of this national security team is that it's a very white male team, which was not really the president's initial intention. He had hoped, of course, to appoint Susan Rice, the current ambassador to the United Nations, as his Secretary of State. That didn't work out. The choice of Chuck Hagel as the defense secretary is a fascinating one. He is a Republican, and I think the president is hoping that this would give him Republican cover as Bob Gates, the first secretary of defense in the Obama administration, and of course the secretary during President Obama's time gave him some. But Hagel is not very well liked by his Republican colleagues, many of whom have come out on TV and said they would not vote for him. And as you heard from that clip, he very famously departed from the Bush administration on the Iraq War.
And, you know, many have tried, many have failed to try and reorganize and downsize and really change the whole procurement strategy, I guess you could call it, Rube Goldberg setup, if you want to call it that as well, in the Pentagon. Dick Cheney tried, Donald Rumsfeld tried, now Chuck Hagel's going to take his place in this pantheon. What do you think his chances are if he does get confirmed?
This is the hardest fight for Democrats and Republicans. Here's the fundamental numerical challenge. Since 9/11, the Pentagon budget has just about doubled. Our total national security budget has, in fact, doubled if you include Homeland Security and many of the other things that go into national security intelligence, obviously, to the point now that it's about $1 trillion a year all in. Now, the hope was that as the United States extracted itself from Iraq and wound down in Afghanistan, that would provide some big savings. But the biggest challenge is to get the Pentagon away from the systems that helped it fight and win the Cold War,
right,
now 20 years old, and toward the systems that fit the modern world. And on that, President Obama has made very little progress. Think about the biggest thing he said he wanted to do in that regard when he came into office, which was reduce America's reliance on its nuclear weapons complex, which is enormously expensive to keep running. And yet the cuts have been very minimal so far.
You know, one of the interesting dynamics about the Pentagon is that once the politics of the Pentagon related to procurement and defense industries based in individual senators and congressmen's states, but now with the number of people who have been deployed in Iraq and Afghanistan, the politics of the Pentagon is as much about maintaining benefits for veterans and active duty personnel, and that's something Chuck Hagel's going to have to deal with.
It is, and a lot of that, of course, happens over at the Veterans Administration, where he was once the deputy secretary, I believe. So he knows that territory well. But he doesn't know the inside of the Pentagon terribly well, and that could be a problem, because it can take you a couple of years just to figure out how the place works. And the two other contenders for the job that President Obama decided to pass over don't have the public profile, don't have the reputation as a maverick, some would say a dissident that Chuck Hagel does, didn't have the close personal relationship with the president, but they did know the Pentagon. It was Michelle Flournoy, who was the undersecretary for policy, and Ash Carter, a former Harvard professor who's now the deputy secretary.
We're talking with David Sanger, who's the author of Confront and Conceal, Obama's Secret Wars and Surprising Use of American Power. And I'm not big on plugs, but you certainly did chronicle the strategy of the Obama administration in that book. Do you think this team suggests a change in strategy going forward?
There's nothing in Secretary Kerry's appointment, if he in fact is confirmed as secretary, that would change strategy to my mind. But there could be in Hagel, because Hagel has been very suspicious of the utility of unilateral sanctions against countries like Iran. In fact, he voted against the Big Iran Libya Sanctions Act in 2001, which passed 96-2. There was only one other senator who joined him on this. He believes those sanctions fundamentally don't promote engagement. Those sanctions have, of course, become a key part of the Obama administration strategy, so he's probably going to have to get in line there. For Mr. Brennan, who's been closest to the president on counterterrorism issues, he's a former CIA officer himself. He was the station chief in Riyadh in Saudi Arabia for many years. But he has been concerned that the CIA has become too militarized and may need to move back to its more traditional sense of stealing and analyzing secrets.
On this first Monday of 2013, nice talking with you, David Sanger, Washington Bureau Chief for our partner, The New York Times. Thanks so much.